and to be changed into that same image. That's what we're called to be. But we keep on hiding. May the power of God so be explosive in our lives that we become totally allergic to darkness and we embrace light and the boldness of the victory that God has given us. Amen? We're supposed to agree with God and say, let thy kingdom come. Let thy will be done in the earth as it is in heaven. God is numero uno, number one. He's not taking the back seat to anyone. And we are his sons. We have his DNA. We don't take the back seat. We stand out bright and strong. Amen? Praise the Lord. Well, let us pray for the church, the persecuted church. Let us pray, as has been stated very clearly and explicitly on the screen. We pray for the persecuted church all around the world, wherever the church has been persecuted, where believers have been persecuted. We're going to pray that that church not hide. Nero was busy persecuting the church, throwing believers in the arena to be destroyed by wild animals. But they came out singing praises and worshiping God. And as the people came out, those that were in the bleachers in that arena were getting saved. So no matter how much he tried to destroy the church kept on growing. The church is growing in China. Persecuted, but not abandoned. Amen? Let us pray. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father, you declared and decreed in your word through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ that you are the builder of the church that the gates of hell will not and cannot prevail over. We want to be that church. We want to be those, O God, that stand for truth, pursue the truth, see the expansion of the truth of your word, declaring in every arena, Jesus Christ is Lord. Jesus Christ is Lord. No matter what faith, no matter what religion, no matter what systems and institutions that they are, that the wisdom of your spirit, the wisdom of your word will be so loud and impressive. Lord God Almighty, your exalted name will be exalted in the midst of the nations. Those, O God, that are held in captivity will come to salvation. And the boldness to declare the Lordship of Jesus Christ will be deeply ingrained in us, that without fear or shame, we will boldly declare your Lordship, declaring that at the name of Jesus Christ, every knee must bow, and every tongue confess the Lordship of Jesus Christ. Lord, oh God, do something in your sons and your daughters. Causes them, oh God, to demonstrate your power. Lord, oh God, that they might say at one breath, these people we don't want. And at the other breath, when they behold a demonstration of your power, embrace your glory, embrace your person, embrace your truth. The lost becomes the found, the sinner becomes the saint, the persecutor becomes the preacher. As it was, O God, with Saul of Tarsus, so Lord, O God, in the nations of the world, demonstrate your power. Demonstrate your power. Demonstrate your power through your church. O God, in the mighty name of Jesus, we need, O God, a mighty move, a revival, O God, that causes nations to turn around. You said, go into all the world and preach the gospel and make disciples of nations. Father, in the name of Jesus, may we be that church, the church of God that disciples nations. Oh, rebasante lebakuta shakaya, bandere brosikalabatose promakahikahi. Father, do something with your church. Lord, oh God, we cannot be weak. We are strong in you. We are not of the darkness. We are of the light. We are not, oh God, cowering, oh God, in the corner. We come out boldly, even as David, oh God, rushed on Goliath and saw Goliath collapse. So, Lord, oh God, in this new day, in this new season, in this new now, let God arise and let all his enemies be scattered. Let your glory arise and rest upon your people. Even in this time when gross darkness is covering the earth, let your glory so light up that men and women will begin to seek you, seeking to worship you, God who reigns forever and ever, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. One of the things that I was talking about this afternoon, and the other men of God, we all concord, was that we cannot continue to take a defensive posture. The defensive posture is one which positions the people of God to fend things off. You're always being shot at, and you're not shooting anything out. Faith is a shield. And yes, God has given us a shield of faith to quench the fiery darts of the enemy. That is true. We're called to quench the fiery darts of the enemy. But God has not called us to just quench the fiery darts of the enemy. If you're just using your faith to quench the fiery darts of the enemy, you are playing the position of defense.